So we go to our final item on the agenda, which is the post-implementation review of IFRS 10 through 12. I give the floor to the PRI team. We're going to Philippe, or is it Jen?
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Jen.
Okay, Jen, go ahead.
Thank you, Hans. Agenda paper 7 sets out the due process steps undertaken by the board to date in the post-implementation review of IFRS 10, 11, and 12. So at its April 2020 meeting, the board discussed the findings from the first phase and agreed the matters to be examined further in the request for information. Paragraph 6 to 9 of this paper set out the due process steps undertaken, and in the soft view, all necessary steps to establish the scope of the review have been completed. Subject to the board's satisfaction about the due process steps, the request for information is expected to be published in early December this year. Paragraph 10 to 20 set out staff consideration when recommending the length of the comment period. We acknowledge that all members have views, so consequently, we decided to set out advantages and disadvantages of a comment period of 120 days. 180 days. Having taken into consideration these advantages and disadvantages, including the impact of COVID-19 and potential synergies with other projects, for example, method research project and the business condition control project, the staff recommend a common for this question. So here are the questions for the paper. Are you satisfied that process steps have been undertaken? Second, do you agree with the staff recommendation at the date and publication of the press information by give support or to discuss?
Okay, Jen, well, you broke up quite badly, but I think the questions are straightforward. Michelle, you're not on. So the first question is the board satisfied that the due process steps have been taken?
Tadal wants a comment.
Okay, I saw 13 hands.
Yeah.
Second question is whether we agree.
Tadeu? Yes, thank you, Hans. Just before we make the second question, it's just a quick comment that I agree that we are facing a different situation. I mean, that everybody knows that. And then that's why we have been giving more time to our stakeholders to make comments. That's what we are proposing here. But I'm just wondering, I think that we have discussed this before. We have many documents going out for comments. I just wonder whether we can be careful in terms of not having more than one document with the end of the comment period on the same date. That's what not only giving more time for the stakeholders to make comments, but to avoid having more than one document having the final date for comment the same. That would be something that I would appreciate if you can try to do that. Thank you.
Next.
Who's next? I'm confused now.
Mary.
Mary?
On the comment period, I wanted to say that I supported 150 days rather than 180 days. I look back to the paper 8A from last month's meeting and thinking about the timeline of this RFI, I think taking it to 180 days exacerbates the degree of overlap with a number of projects, including in particular the agenda consultation BCUCC and the disclosure initiative on standards level review. So I think, and this is kind of to the point today I was making, I'd prefer 150 to reduce the degree of overlap. I think that's the right balance between giving people a bit more time and managing the overall agenda.
Yeah, but of course, people can simply decide to do it within 150 days. I mean,
and that's a never happens.
As long as we have enough time. Rika?
Yes, I have a sympathy with 150 days a little bit because what RFI is asking is based on the information that's already in hand at stakeholders. But when I also considering the some overlap between other projects, like a research project of equity method, as well as our deliberation of PFS project, especially about integral, non-integral associate and joint venture, I think a longer comment period will give us and the stakeholder to think the disclosure matters more comprehensively together. So I think considering that benefit, I support staff's recommendation of 180 day.
Okay, Zach?
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in and say I actually support moving to a shorter period, similar to Mary, either 120 or 150 days. I think this is an issue where the standards have been out there long enough that there isn't as much burden in collecting the information. And to keep things moving along, we're honing in on 10 years post-issuance. So I think it's key to keep this moving along. And this is one where the information is readily available and we can keep it moving.
Okay. Well, shall we first see if there's a majority for 180 days? That does not seem to be the case. Yeah, so let's go for 150. And we can shorten it further. But I think this will have more takers.
11.
All right, 150 it is. And then the final question is whether the board approves the publication of the request for information. Can I see support? Okay. All right, Jen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That brings us to the end of today, if I'm not mistaken. And we'll meet again tomorrow for our educational session with the FESB. See you tomorrow.